Act 1, Scene 1. King's Cross. A busy and crowded station, full of people trying to go somewhere. Amongst the hustle and bustle, two large cages rattle on top of two laden trolleys. They're being pushed by two boys, James Potter and Albus Potter. Their mother, Ginny, follows after. A 37-year-old man, Harry, has his daughter Lily on his shoulders. Albus.
Dad, he keeps saying it.
Harry.
James, give it a rest.
James.
I only said he might be in Slytherin, and he might, so...
Off his dad's glare. Fine. Albus, looking up at his mum.
You'll write to me, won't you?
Ginny.
Every day if you want us to.
Albus.
No, not every day. James says most people only get letters from home about once a month. I don't want to...
Harry.
We wrote to your brother 3 times a week last year.
Albus.
What? James?
Albus looks accusingly at James.
Ginny. Yes, you may not want to believe everything he tells you about Hogwarts. He likes a laugh, your brother.
James, with a grin.
Can we go now, please?
Albus looks at his dad, and then his mum.
Ginny.
All you have to do is walk straight at the wall between platforms 9 and 10. Lily.
I'm so excited.
Harry.
Don't stop. And don't be scared, you'll crash into it. That's very important.
Best to do it at a run if you're nervous.
Albus.
I'm ready.
Harry and Lily put their hands on Albus's trolley. Ginny joins James's trolley, and together, the family run hard into the barrier. Act 1, Scene 2. Platform 9 3/4. Which is covered in thick white steam pouring from the Hogwarts Express, and which is also busy, but instead of people in sharp suits going about their day, it's now wizards and witches in robes, mostly trying to work out how to say goodbye to their beloved progeny.
Albus.
This is it.
Lily.
Wow.
Albus.
Platform 9 3/4.
Lily.
Where are they? Are they here? Maybe they didn't come.
Harry points out Ron, Hermione, and their daughter Rose. Lily runs hard up to them.
Uncle Ron! Uncle Ron!
Ron turns towards them as Lily goes barreling up to him. He picks her up into his arms. Ron.
If it isn't my favourite Potter.
Lily.
Have you got my trick?
Ron.
Are you aware of the Weasley's Wizard Wheeze's certified nose-stealing breath?
Rose.
Mum, Dad's doing that lame thing again.
Hermione.
You say lame, he says glorious. I say somewhere in between.
Ron.
Hang on, let me just munch this air. And now it's just a simple matter of... Excuse me if I smell slightly of garlic.
He breathes on her face. Lily giggles. Lily.
You smell of porridge.
Ron.
Bing, bang, boing. Young lady, get ready to not being able to smell at all.
He lifts her nose off.
Lily.
Where's my nose?
Ron.
Ta-da!
His hand is empty. It's a lame trick. Everyone enjoys its lameness. Lily.
You are silly.
Albus.
Everyone's staring at us again.
Ron.
Because of me. I'm extremely famous. My nose experiments are legendary.
Hermione.
That's certainly something.
Harry.
Parked all right then?
Ron.
I did. Hermione didn't believe I could pass a muggle driving test. Did you? She thought I'd have to confund the examiner.
Hermione.
I thought nothing of the kind. I have complete faith in you.
Rose.
And I have complete faith he did confund the examiner.
Ron.
Oi!
Albus.
Dad?
Albus pulls on Harry's robes. Harry looks down.
Do you think... What if I'm put in Slytherin?
Harry.
And what would be wrong with that?
Albus.
Slytherin is the house of the snake, of dark magic. It's not a house of brave wizards.
Harry. Albus Severus. You were named after two headmasters of Hogwarts. One of them was a Slytherin, and he was probably the bravest man I ever knew.
Albus. But just say...
Harry. If it matters to you, the Sorting Hat will take your feelings into account.
Albus. Really?
Harry. It did for me. This is something he's never said before. It resonates around his head a moment. Hogwarts will be the making of you, Albus. I promise you, there is nothing to be frightened of there.
James. Apart from the Thestrals. Watch out for the Thestrals.
Albus.
I thought they were invisible.
Harry. Listen to your professors. Don't listen to James, and remember to enjoy yourself. Now, if you don't want this train to leave without you, you should leap on.
Lily.
I'm going to chase the train out.
Ginny.
Lily, come straight back.
Hermione.
Rose, remember to send Neville our love.
Rose.
Mum, I can't send a professor love.
Rose exits for the train. And then Albus turns and hugs Ginny and Harry one last time before following after her.
Albus.
Okay, then. Bye.
He climbs on board. Hermione, Ginny, Ron and Harry stand watching the train as whistles blow up and down the platform.
Ginny.
They're going to be okay, right?
Hermione.
Hogwarts is a big place.
Ron.
Big, wonderful, full of food. Oh, I'd give anything to be going back.
Harry. Strange. Al being worried he'll be sorted into Slytherin. Hermione.
That's nothing. Rose is worried whether she'll break the Quidditch scoring record in her first or second year. And how early she can take her owls.
Ron.
I have no idea where she gets her ambition from.
Ginny.
And how would you feel, Harry, if Al... if he is?
Ron.
You know, Gin, we always thought there was a chance you could be sorted into Slytherin.
Ginny.
What?
Ron.
Honestly, Fred and George ran a book.
Hermione.
Can we go? People are looking, you know.
Ginny. People always look when you three are together. And apart. People always look at you. The four exit. Ginny stops Harry.
Harry, he'll be all right, won't he?
Harry, of course he will.
Act 1, Scene 3. The Hogwarts Express. Albus and Rose walk along the carriage of the train. The Trolley Witch approaches, pushing her trolley.
Trolley Witch.
Anything from the trolley, dears? Pumpkin pasty, chocolate frog, cauldron cake.
Rose, spotting Albus's loving look at the chocolate frogs.
Al, we need to concentrate.
Albus,
concentrate on what?
Rose,
on who we choose to be friends with. My mum and dad met your dad on their first Hogwarts Express, you know.
Albus,
so we need to choose now who to be friends with for life. That's quite scary.
Rose.
On the contrary, it's exciting. I'm a Granger Weasley. You're a Potter. Everyone will want to be friends with us. We've got the pick of anyone we want.
Albus.
So how do we decide? Which compartment to go in?
Rose.
We rate them all and then we make a decision.
Albus opens a compartment door to look in on a lonely blonde kid, Scorpius, in an otherwise empty compartment. Albus smiles. Scorpius smiles back. Albus.
Hi, is this compartment...
Scorpius.
It's free. It's just me.
Albus.
Great. so we might just come in for a bit, if that's okay.
Scorpius.
That's okay. Hi.
Albus.
Albus. My name is Albus.
Scorpius.
Hi, Scorpius. I mean, I'm Scorpius. You're Albus. I'm Scorpius. And you must be...
Rose's face is growing colder by the minute. Rose.
Rose.
Scorpius.
Hi, Rose. Would you like some of my fizzing whizbees?
Rose.
I've just had breakfast. Thanks.
Scorpius.
I've also got some shock-a-chock, pepper rimps and some jelly slugs.
Mum's idea, she says. Sings.
Sweets, they always help you make friends.
He realises that singing was a mistake.
Stupid idea, probably.
Albus.
I'll have some. Mum doesn't let me have sweets. Which one would you start with?
Rose hits Albus, out of sight of Scorpius. Scorpius.
Easy. I've always regarded the pepper imp as the king of the confectionery bag, the peppermint sweets that make you smoke at the ears.
Albus.
Brilliant. Then that's what I'll...
Rose hits him again.
Rose, will you please stop hitting me?
Rose.
I'm not hitting you.
Albus.
You are hitting me and it hurts.
Scorpius's face falls. Scorpius.
She's hitting you because of me.
Albus.
What?
Scorpius.
Listen, I know who you are, so it's probably only fair you know who I am.
Albus.
What do you mean you know who I am?
Scorpius.
You're Albus Potter. She's Rose Granger Weasley, and I am Scorpius Malfoy. My parents are Astoria and Draco Malfoy. Our parents, they didn't get on.
Rose.
That's putting it mildly. Your mum and dad are Death Eaters.
Scorpius, affronted.
Dad was, but mum wasn't.
Rose looks away, and Scorpius knows why she does.
I know what the rumour is, and it's a lie.
Albus looks from an uncomfortable Rose to a desperate Scorpius. Albus.
What is the rumour?
Scorpius.
The rumour is that my parents couldn't have children, that my father and my grandfather were so desperate for a powerful heir to prevent the end of the Malfoy line that they used a time-turner to send my mother back.
Albus.
To send her back where?
Rose. The rumour is that he's Voldemort's son, Albus. A horrible, uncomfortable silence.
It's probably rubbish. I mean, look, you've got a nose.
The tension is slightly broken. Scorpius laughs, pathetically grateful. Scorpius.
And it's just like my father's. I got his nose, his hair, and his name. Not that that's a great thing either. I mean, father-son issues, I have them. But on the whole, I'd rather be a Malfoy than, you know, the son of the Dark Lord.
Scorpius and Albus look at each other. And something passes between them. Rose.
Yes, well, we probably should sit somewhere else. Come on, Albus.
Albus is thinking deeply. Albus.
No.
Off Rose's look.
I'm okay.
You go on. Rose.
Albus. I won't wait.
Albus.
And I wouldn't expect you to. But I'm staying here.
Rose looks at him a second and then leaves the compartment. Rose.
Fine.
Scorpius and Albus are left, looking at each other, unsure.
Scorpius. Thank you.
Albus.
No, I didn't stay for you. I stayed for your sweets.
Scorpius.
She's quite fierce.
Albus.
Yes.
Sorry. Scorpius.
No, I like it. Do you prefer Albus or Al?
Scorpius grins and pops two sweets in his mouth. Albus thinks.
Albus.
Scorpius, as smoke comes out of his ears.
Thank you for staying for my sweets, Albus.
Albus, laughing.
Wow.
Act 1, Scene 4. Transition Scene. And now we enter a never world of time change, and this scene is all about magic. The changes are rapid as we leap between worlds. There are no individual scenes, but fragments, shards that show the constant progression of time. Initially, we're inside Hogwarts, in the Great Hall, and everyone is dancing around Albus. Polly Chapman.
Albus Potter!
Carl Jenkins.
A Potter? In our year?
Jan Fredericks.
He's got his hair. He's got hair just like him.
Rose.
And he's my cousin.
As they turn.
Rose Granger Weasley, nice to meet you.
The Sorting Hat walks through the students who spring into their houses. It becomes quickly apparent he's approaching Rose, who is tense as she awaits her fate. Sorting Hat.
I've done this job for centuries. On every student's head I've sat. Of thoughts I take inventories. For I'm the famous Sorting Hat. I've sorted high, I've sorted low. I've done the job through thick and thin. So put me on, and you will know which house you should be in. Rose Granger Weasley.
He puts his hat on Rose's head.
Gryffindor!
There's cheering from the Gryffindors as Rose joins them. Rose.
Thank Dumbledore.
Scorpius runs to take Rose's place under the Sorting Hat's glare. Sorting Hat.
Scorpius Malfoy.
He puts his hat on Scorpius's head.
Slytherin!
Scorpius was expecting this. He nods and half smiles. There's cheering from the Slytherins as he joins them. Polly Chapman.
Well, that makes sense.
Albus walks swiftly to the front of the stage. Sorting Hat.
Albus Potter.
He puts his hat on Albus's head, and this time he seems to take longer, almost like he too is confused.
Slytherin!
There's a silence. A perfect, profound silence. One that sits low, twists a bit, and has damage within it. Polly Chapman.
Slytherin.
Craig Bowker Jr.
Whoa! A Potter in Slytherin?
Albus looks out, unsure. Scorpius smiles, delighted, as he shouts across to him. Scorpius.
You can stand next to me.
Albus, thoroughly discombobulated.
Right. Yes.
Jan Fredericks.
I suppose his hair isn't that similar.
Rose.
Albus, but this is wrong. Albus, this is not how it's supposed to be.
And suddenly, a flying lesson is happening with Madame Hooch. Madame Hooch.
Well, what are you all waiting for? Everyone stand by a broomstick. Come on, hurry up.
The kids all hurry into position beside their brooms.
Stick out your hands out over your broom. And say, up!
Everyone.
Up!
Rose's and Jan's brooms sail into their hands. Rose and Jan.
Yes!
Madame Hooch.
Come on now, I've no time for shirkers. Say, up! Up, like you mean it!
Everyone, bar Rose and Jan.
Up!
Brooms sail up, including Scorpius's. Only Albus is left with his broom on the floor. Everyone bar Rose, Jan, and Albus.
Yes!
Albus.
Up! Up! Up!
His broom doesn't move, not even a millimetre. He stares at it with disbelieving desperation. There's giggling from the rest of the class. Polly Chapman.
Oh, Merlin's beard, how humiliating. He really isn't like his father at all, is he?
Carl Jenkins.
Albus Potter. the Slytherin squib.
Madam Hooch.
Okay, children. Time to fly!
And suddenly, Harry appears from nowhere, beside Albus, as steam expands all over the stage. We're back on platform 9 3/4, and time has ticked on mercilessly. Albus is now a year older, as is Harry, but less noticeably. Albus.
I'm just asking you, Dad, if you'll just stand a little away from me.
Harry, amused.
Second years don't like to be seen with their dads, is that it?
An over-attentive wizard begins to circle them. Albus.
No, it's just... you're you, and I'm me, and...
Harry.
It's just people looking, okay? People look, and they're looking at me, not you.
The over-attentive wizard proffers something for Harry to sign. He signs it.
Albus. At Harry Potter and his disappointing son.
Harry. What does that mean? Albus.
At Harry Potter and his Slytherin son.
James rushes past them, carrying his bag. James.
Slithering Slytherin, stop with your dithering. Time to get on to the train.
Harry. Unnecessary, James. James, long gone.
See you at Christmas, Dad!
Harry looks at Albus, concerned. Harry.
Al?
Albus.
My name is Albus, not Al.
Harry. Are the other kids being unkind? Is that it? Maybe if you tried making a few more friends. Without Hermione and Ron, I wouldn't have survived Hogwarts. I wouldn't have survived at all.
Albus. But I don't need a Ron and Hermione. I've got a friend, Scorpius, and I know you don't like him, but he's all I need.
Harry. Look, as long as you're happy, that's all that matters to me.
Albus. You didn't need to bring me to the station, Dad.
Albus picks up his case and makes hard away.
Harry. But I wanted to be here.
But Albus is gone. Draco Malfoy, his robes perfect, his blonde ponytail precisely placed, emerges from within the crowds to be beside Harry. Draco.
I need a favour.
Harry.
Draco.
Draco.
These rumours about my son's parentage, they don't seem to be going away. The other Hogwarts students tease Scorpius about it relentlessly. If the Ministry could release a statement reaffirming that all time-turners were destroyed in the battle of the Department of Mysteries...
Harry, Draco, just let it blow over. They'll soon move on.
Draco. My son is suffering, and... Astoria hasn't been well recently, so he needs all the support he can get.
Harry. If you answer the gossip... You feed the gossip. There've been rumours Voldemort had a child for years. Scorpius is not the first to be accused. The Ministry, for your sake as well as ours, needs to steer well clear.
Draco frowns, annoyed, as the stage clears and Rose and Albus stand ready with their cases.
Albus.
As soon as the train leaves, you don't have to talk to me.
Rose.
I know. We just need to keep the pretense up in front of the grown-ups.
Scorpius runs on, with big hopes and an even bigger case.
Scorpius, hopeful.
Hi, Rose.
Rose, definitive.
Bye, Albus.
Scorpius, still hopeful.
She's melting.
And suddenly we're in the Great Hall, and Professor McGonagall is standing at the front with a big smile on her face. Professor McGonagall.
And I'm pleased to announce Gryffindor's newest member of the Quidditch team, our...
She realises she can't be partial.
Your superb new chaser, Rose Granger Weasley.
The hall erupts into cheers. Scorpius claps alongside them all.
Albus.
Are you clapping her too? We hate Quidditch, and she's playing for another house.
Scorpius.
She's your cousin, Albus.
Albus.
Do you think she'd clap for me?
Scorpius.
I think she's brilliant.
The students circle Albus again, as suddenly a potions class begins. Polly Chapman.
Albus Potter. An irrelevance. Even portraits turn the other way when he comes up the stairs.
Albus hunches over a potion. Albus.
And now we add, is it Horn of Bicorn?
Carl Jenkins.
Leave him and Voldemort's child to it, I say.
Albus.
With just a little salamander blood?
The potion explodes loudly. Scorpius.
Okay, what's the counter-ingredient? What do we need to change?
Albus.
Everything.
And with that, time moves ever onwards. Albus's eyes become darker. His face grows more sallow. He's still an attractive boy, but he's trying not to admit it. And suddenly he's back on platform 9 3/4 with his dad, who is still trying to persuade his son and himself that everything is okay. Both have aged another year. Harry.
Third year. Big year. Here is your permission form for Hogsmeade.
Albus. I hate Hogsmeade. Harry.
How can you hate a place you haven't actually visited yet?
Albus.
Because I know it'll be full of Hogwarts students.
Albus screws up the paper. Harry. Just give it a go, come on. This is your chance to go nuts in Honeydukes without your mum knowing.
No, Albus, don't you dare.
Albus, pointing his wand.
Incendio!
The ball of paper bursts into flame and ascends across the stage. Harry.
Of all the stupid things!
Albus.
The ironic thing is, I didn't expect it to work. I'm terrible at that spell.
Harry.
Albus.
I've been exchanging owls with Professor McGonagall. She says you're isolating yourself. You're uncooperative in lessons. You're surely... You're...
Albus.
So what would you like me to do? Magic myself popular? Conjure myself into a new house? Transfigure myself into a better student? Just cast a spell, Dad, and change me into what you want me to be, okay? It'll work better for both of us. Got to go. Train to catch.
Friend to find. Albus runs to Scorpius, who is sitting on his case, numb to the world. Delighted.
Scorpius!
Concerned. Scorpius?
Are you okay?
Scorpius says nothing. Albus tries to read his friend's eyes.
Your mum? It's got worse.
Scorpius.
It's got the worst it can possibly get.
Albus sits down beside Scorpius. Albus.
I thought you'd send an owl.
Scorpius.
I couldn't work out what to say.
Albus.
And now I don't know what to say.
Scorpius.
Say nothing.
Albus.
Is there anything...
Scorpius.
Come to the funeral.
Albus.
Of course.
Scorpius.
And be my good friend.
And suddenly the Sorting Hat is centre stage, and we're back in the Great Hall. Sorting Hat.
Are you afraid of what you'll hear? Afraid I'll speak the name you fear? Not Slytherin, not Gryffindor, not Hufflepuff, not Ravenclaw. Don't worry, child. I know my job. You'll learn to laugh if first you sob. Lily Potter! Gryffindor!
Lily.
Yes!
Albus.
Great.
Scorpius.
Did you really think she'd come to us? Potters don't belong in Slytherin.
Albus.
This one does.
As he tries to melt into the background, the other students laugh. He looks up at them all.
I didn't choose... You know that? I didn't choose to be his son.